Hi, I'm Thane McGrath. The date is December 2nd, 2016, and this is my reflection and interview.
Alrighty, well, thank you for being here today, Thane. Alrighty, so what was your role model Senate? Could you describe what you did? What did you like about your role? And what was the hardest part about your role?
I was Senator Tim Scott. My role was kind of just as a senator. I didn't really have a huge one. Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, my vote weighed in on a number of bills and amendments, on our bill in our subcommittees.
Of course.
And I guess the hardest thing about doing with my senator, I found, was that he didn't really do a lot with college debt, and that was the committee I was on.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly about high school students, and like he was preparing them for the future, as he would say. So that was probably the hardest part, was just finding stuff for our college at issue.
All right. Well, what was your favorite moment or memory from Model Senate this year?
You know, as nervous and as terrifying, because, you know, talking in front of people is awful.
Of course.
I actually kind of really liked talking my speech, because a lot of people thought it was funny because my senator is super Christian, so I got really into God about my speech. So I kind of enjoyed that. And it was just, it's long and it gets boring at some points, but it's not too bad to be in the Senate. I think it was kind of fun here and there.
Would you say it's better than other projects you've done in the past years?
Some. It's better than most. I'll say that.
Better than most?
I mean, nothing really beats a Goldberg project, in my opinion. But that was fun. It was one of the top 10, I gotta say.
Alright. What was the hardest thing for you both with this project? Like, where do you think you could improve your performance?
I would say the bill. It's just, like I said, with my senator, he didn't really do a lot on college debt, and it was just difficult.
Find information.
Yeah, finding information was just the hardest part about that, yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and I feel like we could have started a lot stronger. I could have started a lot stronger on that bill if, like, we had chose a different topic of the bill. Just kind of was something, we were kind of halfway through it, and then we realized it was already a thing. So.
Yeah. Well, how do you think you were engaged in the final exhibition? And do you think you contributed enough to your engagement or lack of engagement?
I think
Tough question.
Yeah. Seeing as it hasn't happened yet.
Very true.
Well, with these last two exhibitions we had, Wednesday and Thursday, I felt I was pretty engaged. I would have talked more, I would have, like, you know, motioned for this more and more of that, but it was more just nervous, because I was afraid I was going to say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But I did try when I could, and then it didn't help losing my cheat sheet for the what you're supposed to say, and how you're supposed to say. That was a little difficult to get through, but I figured that out.
Makes sense.
So, yeah.
Ready? What do you think about the final bill that passed out of your committee?
In reality, my personal opinion, I think it's a great bill, but my senator hated it because he's really pro-military, and a lot of it involved taking money away from military and selling equipment and stuff like that.
All right. How well did our Senate process reflect what actually would have happened? In the actual, you know, Senate room.
Right. I think ours, we were pretty straightforward, but seeing as it is a bunch of teenagers, we got off track here and there.
Very true.
But I think, you know, like, for this final exhibition, I think we're going to really make it look real, and I feel like it'll be really professional.
Yes.
And so I think it'll look good.
After doing this, how would you answer the question, is Congress broken?
You know, I don't really know, to be honest, the one thing that really defines is Congress broke for me is, like, are there, when I think about Congress, are there things that are illegal happening, or are there things happening just to benefit, like, if our senators doing things just to benefit themselves?
Yeah.
But, you know, if they are, Congress is broken. If they aren't,
Congress is not broken.
Yeah, so I can't say. I'm not sure. That's really, the one big defining factor for me.
Mm-hmm. All right, next question. How was your overall stress level during this project?
I got a little stressed writing the bill. I was worried about it coming out in time and having enough information and it, like, actually being subpar. And then writing my speech was pretty stressful because, well, because when we first started, it was really easy, and I got my speech done. It was awesome. It looked great. Then I had to change it to the amendments, and I basically deleted, like, half of my speech.
Damn.
So, and then I only had the one night to rewrite it, and I just didn't really feel confident in it. If I had one more night, I probably could have got a lot better with it, but I had to make do with what I had.
All right, if you could do this project over again, what would you do differently?
I'd stay on task. I'd get everything done quick so that I had time later to reflect on and edit it if need be.
And just finally, what advice would you give to students moving into Model Senate next year?
Same with like what I do if I change. Just get on your stuff, get it done, and mostly get it done first so you can look at it later, because it's probably going to have to be changed.
Makes sense.
So.
Alrighty, that's all the time we have. Thank you for being here.